Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to put to death the criticism I'm receiving for my attack on Kamala Harris's character. Listen, when you get to where you've been based on sleeping your way up the ladder, I think it needs to be exposed. And when we look at her obviously substandard IQ, lack of command of the issues, and you say, well, how did she get here? I'm going to show you a clip that to you people who've taken me to the woodshed and beaten me verbally about the head and body severely, you're about ready to get an education. And when and if they steal this election for Kamala Harris, and it will be stolen because she can't win. But if they steal this election, I want you to see what you're getting. Character does matter, and you can do character assassination. It's pointless. But in this instance, people, we have seen such despicable character flaws from the left. Well, you say, what are you talking about, Dave? I'm going to look into my eyes. Anyone who thinks it's a good idea to give puberty blockers and cut the genitals off of kids before the age of decision, you are satanic. You are evil beyond evil. And there'll come a day when the Lord will tie millstones around all your collective necks, and you know what's coming next. I don't know if I'm supposed to revel in that coming event, but it's hard not to. And then some people throw at me, well, Kamala's a Christian. She belongs to the American Baptist Church. Why don't we just call it what it is, the American Apostate Baptist Church? This woman's not a Christian. Judge someone by the fruit of their actions, not by their words. But anyway, I'm going to show you a clip here after the break, and it speaks for itself. Who she is and how she got to where she got to. And she really owes it all to one person, former NFL player. And then other people looked at her and said, well, she's cute and attractive, and she's, well, okay, she's a useful idiot. And we can put her in a position to further our agenda. But she had to get on stage first to be seen, and we're going to show you how that happened. And it's simple. Now, honestly, at the end of the day, I don't care because I know who and what she is, and I don't need to go on character assassination. We need to deal more with policy and what the hell is wrong with America that they could even support someone like this. We need to focus our efforts there on what they've done to us for 4 years. But I'm going to put to death the criticism I have received, mostly from leftist operatives pretending to be conservatives. And we're going to put that to death once and for all. Hey, we're brought to you by the best storable food company in the world, My Patriot Supply. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have supply chain disruptions. Hamas, Hezbollah, the TDA gang, MS-13, ISIS, all the Chinese coming in, 10,000 per month, all males, no women, no kids. Why do you think they're here? There's going to be an extreme disruption to the supply chain, among many other things, but this is going to affect your food supply. And unless you're a Haitian and you want to enjoy going out and getting goose, cats, and dogs for your next meal, oh, we'll be talking about the legitimacy of that as well, because verification from this comes from very good sources. We're going to cover that later in a later segment. But the reality is this. And I want you to hear me and hear me clearly. If you don't have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, and of course the Bible and Constitution for rebuild, you're going to be up a creek without a paddle. So let me help you. 3 month, $300 off. They've never had a sale like this. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, 2,500 calories per day. And you're going, well, that's a lot. Yeah, you're eating to survive when you get into your storable food. So you ain't counting calories. You're trying to put the calories in you to avoid famine. So what do? You go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And oh, by the way, they don't serve Springfield cats, dogs, and geese. It's a great company. I use them, and you'll regret it if you don't too. Preparewithdave.com. We're going to show you a clip here. What you're going to see in this video is a young Kamala Harris, attractive lady, absolutely, appearing to be gregarious on camera. But she is everywhere with Willie Brown. And what's interesting is you'll note she's by his side when he's making a political announcement. She's accompanying him on, I don't know, functions is what you would call it. And she's not his wife, but he does have one. Here we go.
All right, notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle.
That's Willie Brown, accomplished football player, mayor of San Francisco, dresses well, handsome guy, funny.
Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women.
Oh, there's one of the fine women. His wife is in the background there, but there's his accompanying escort with this married man.
And fast cars.
Faster women.
You should from now on address me as
political rally. Look around. You see anybody familiar? This is, oh my gosh. Well, he only wishes he could have gotten where she is. And he, you know what he said a few months ago? It's kind of funny. People only knew the pictures I had. Boy, that comment got buried in the media. I don't know what pictures he has. And quite frankly, I don't want to think about it. But there you go. The left-hand side there of Willie Brown, political announcement, not his wife. That's her character, people.
If ever a man and a municipality were made for each other, it is this man, this place.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I'm not into the pure character assassination unless it relates to fitness for the job. Because, therefore, the grace of God, there go I. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. That's true. But this is the character of someone we're electing. As she led him to betray his wife, she has betrayed this country. Anyone in their right mind that would purposely take away energy from an energy producing nation that's number one, a nation that needs energy to function, energy that had people prospering, and now the lack of it is suffering. Although they're now manipulating gas prices just in time for the election. Isn't that interesting? But anybody would do that character-wise with Willie Brown. Is it surprising that she's part of the team that did that to America? 82% of Americans are overusing their credit card beyond limit or dipping into their savings to cover basic living expenses. And who was part of that? Well, the women who encourages men to cheat on their wife, just like she's cheating on this country. So, you people who took me to task, made fun of me on other websites with my unfounded charges. Okay, all I got to say, in the words of Vinnie Barbarino, welcome back, Cotter, up your nose with a rubber hose. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, real problems, real solutions. That sets us apart. And we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there.